23 hours.
Has been given a digital facelift. FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Lightning kills woman in Nakonde. Traders at Mufurila's Malela Market appeal for shelter. In African news, a daughter of South Africa's ex-president accuses sister of Russia recruitment plot. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 33-year-old woman of Nakonde district in Muchinga province has been struck and killed by lightning. Muchinga Province Police Commissioner Dennis Mola said that Sylvia Nachalwe met her demise while seated in her house during a rainstorm. Nachalwe was with her children when she was struck by lightning in Ibrahim village. Mr. Mola stated that the incident occurred around 12 hours on Friday, November 21st, 2025, when rains accompanied by lightning and thunder started. Mr. Mola disclosed that the deceased father, Benny Sichalwe, who reported the incident to the police, said he was in the kitchen when he heard his grandchildren crying and running for help. The police commanding officer added that Sichalwe rushed to the scene and found his daughter unconscious with burns on her back while her four-month-old baby laid beside her crying. He said Nachalwe was rushed to Nakonde Urban Clinic where she was pronounced dead upon arrival. Mr. Mola said the police were notified and an investigation into the circumstances surrounding her death was launched. He said no foul play is suspected and the body has been deposited at the Nakonde Urban Clinic mortuary pending post-mortem examination. residents of John Wood in Mukushi District have raised concerns over the prolonged lack of electricity and limited access to clean water in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Chibuye Lupe Pela stated that the area has been without electricity for a significant period, causing numerous challenges for residents. Lupe Pela has appealed to government to urgently extend electricity to the area and drill boreholes to provide residents with a reliable source of clean water. Traders at Malela Market in Mufurila are calling on government to construct an extended shelter, saying the current structure is inadequate to protect them and their goods as the rainy season sets in. Ms. Royda Kangwila said the trading becomes difficult for those operating outside the main shelter once the rains begin, forcing many to lose their business due to lack of proper cover. Another trader, Finest Motale, said if the council wants the traders to move to Buteko Market, the directive should also apply to wholesale traders to ensure a smooth and fair transition for everyone. Mufurila Mayor Tanaeli Kamanga has reiterated his call for traders to relocate to Buteko Market, emphasizing that there is a sufficient space there and assured that once they shift, wholesale sellers will follow. Young People for Positive Change Zambia has encouraged youths to take up farming as the new farming season begins. The organization's executive director, Albert Chilea, says agriculture has the potential to sustain our livelihoods and young people must take an active role in the sector to secure their future. Mr. Chilea emphasized that youths should not depend their salary on white-collar jobs for survival. He added that government support is critical and called for programs that empower youths and enable them to contribute to national growth.
Farming or agriculture mainly was known to be for the poor people or the old people. And it's unfortunate that this mindset is still there, especially for the young people. They still believe that farming is for old people or farming is only for those in rural areas, whereas us who are in towns, urban areas, our focus should be on the white-collar jobs. So this is a mindset challenge which is affecting a lot of young people, and as Young People for Positive Change, we are saying